Welcome to From Vision to Business, your roadmap to success, a podcast offering the tools, strategies, and insights you need to succeed. Whether you're starting from scratch or ready to level up, each episode delivers valuable advice to help you overcome challenges and build a business that works. Your host, Mira Jefferson, brings 25 plus years of business experience as an entrepreneurial consultant and is here to guide you. Your journey to success begins now.
Welcome back to From Vision to Business Roadmap, where we turn big ideas into successful businesses. I'm your host, Mira Jefferson, and today I want to speak from the heart about something that's affecting so many people right now, and that's job loss. If you've recently found yourself without a job due to mass firings in the government or any other unexpected setback, I want you to know this. You are not alone. Let me repeat that. You are not alone. This may feel like a crisis, but it can be an opportunity to step into something new. True, it feels very uncomfortable, and I've been in your same shoes before, but this is not the end of the road. This is an opportunity for you to just explode doing something else. But what can you do? Today, I'm sharing with you some practical business ideas that you can start from home using the various skills and experience that you already have. What's one thing that you can start from home with the skills that you already have? The number one on this top list is virtual assistants. If you have organizational skills, this can pay off. If you're detail-oriented, good with scheduling, emails, or customer service, becoming a virtual assistant or a VA could be a great option for you. Small businesses and other entrepreneurs are always looking for help to manage their workload, and that's where you can step in. Virtual assistants come to the rescue of other small business owners and entrepreneurs when their workload gets overwhelming. You can offer services like email management, appointment scheduling, data management, data entry, and much, much more. That all depends on you. And you can do it all from the comforts of your own home. So how do you start? Start by offering your services on platforms like Fiverr, Upwork, or even reaching out to small business owners locally in your area. Number two, freelance writing or editing. If you can write, you can earn. Writing is a skill that not many people have, but if you have a knack for writing, try freelance writing. If you've written reports, emails, or presentations for your job and they're super easy for you to do, this might be the work for you. You already have that foundation for freelance writing. Businesses need content for their blogs, websites, and social media, and they're willing to pay for it. You can specialize in things like blog writing, technical writing, grant writing, or even ghostwriting books. And ghostwriting is another word for shadow writing. That's basically someone will hire you to write for them and they get the credit for your writing. And that's lucrative because they're basically taking the credit for what you write and you can charge them for that. A third option is online tutoring and teaching. You can share the knowledge that you have. If your expertise is in any subject, whether it's math, science, language arts, or even professional skills, you can become an online tutor. Platforms like VIP Kid, Wenzent, and Teachable make it easy to connect with people, particularly students who are looking to learn. If you prefer a more passive income stream, you can create and sell courses on platforms like Udemy. Number four. Homemade crafts. Turn your creativity into cash. If you love making things, whether it's jewelry, soap, home decor, or even candles, you can turn your hobby into something profitable. Platforms like Etsy, Facebook Marketplace, or even your local farmers market are great places to sell your creations. And if you want to, for higher prices, you could even offer personalized and custom-made products as well. So give it a try. And number five on our list is consulting or coaching. Now, consulting or coaching is a little different from tutoring, but Likewise, you could still get paid for your experience. If you've spent years working in a particular field, whether it's HR, marketing, finance, or even administration, you can offer your consulting services to businesses or individuals who may need your expertise. Think about the skills you've gained in your career and how they can help others. You may not be the most eloquent speaker, but if you have gained experience over decades working in a particular field, your knowledge is valuable. You can start by offering one-on-one coaching sessions and then expand into creating workshops or even coaching groups. Possibilities are endless. And again, I said you do not have to be the most eloquent speaker. If you know what you're talking about, your knowledge is the most important thing. So just start there and see where it takes you. Number six on our list is social media management. Take what you know about social media and help businesses to grow. Businesses need to be on social media. This they know. That is no secret. But many of them don't have the time or the knowledge to do it effectively. And that's where you come in. If you know your way around Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, you name it, you can offer social media management services. A lot of people want to be on social media and want to have a better presence, but they just do not have the time. But if you know how to make your way around social media, try being a social media manager. And lastly, here's another idea. If you're really good with administrative and office work, you could be a resume writer or a career coach. You can help others to get hired. So if you've ever written a great resume, if you've helped someone prepare for an interview, or even worked in the hiring field, you can offer career coaching services. Many people have a struggle putting their experience into words, but what you can do is you can come in and help them stand out to their employers. You can offer resume writing services, LinkedIn profile optimization, and interview coaching. And the best part about this is you can do it all remotely on Zoom or Google Meet or any other virtual meeting service. So what do you think about that? Did any of those ideas pop out to you? If they did, why not just start brainstorming and see what you can do? And if you do have an idea to start a business and you want to go forward with starting a business, make sure you check out my other podcast episode about all the steps that you need to take so that you can be on the right track. I know losing a job is really tough, but it doesn't have to be the end of your financial stability. You have skills, you have experience, and you have the talents that are valuable. The key is to take that first step, no matter how small it is, and build from there. You do not have to do this alone. I'm here to help you. And also, try to network with other small business owners and other people that are in the situation that you're in so that you can have the support that you need. Until next time, please keep believing in yourself and taking action. Your future is in your hands. Don't let anyone discourage you from doing what you need to do to take care of yourself and your family. People have the right to say whatever they want to say, but you have the right to prove them wrong. That's it for now, guys. I'm Mira Jefferson, and this is From Vision to Business Roadmap, and I'll see you next time.